Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number. It is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, Let me tell you what you can expect every day. Every day for the next 230 days, you're going to have something to try to distract you away from any focus that would be Joe Biden's failure as a president. And that means failure at the border. That means failure on the economy. That means failure on energy. That means failure on foreign policy. They don't want to talk about that. So yesterday, bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath. And of course, as promised, we put together the best montages of Democrats using the term bloodbath over and over and over and over and over again. And then the Democrats freaking out. Donald Trump said if he doesn't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. No, that's not what he's talking about. He was talking about if the automobiles, the factories that are being built by China in Mexico, targeting U.S. Auto purchasers, if that were allowed to continue without his tariffs, yeah, that would be a bloodbath for the industry. Very clear, no ambiguity, but they lie. That's who they are. That's what they do. What did I say January 2nd? They're going to be out there. They're going to talk about January 6th, January 6th, January 6th. Now, they're going to leave out the part because they so successfully went with a hearsay witness that actually said something that she had, quote, heard that turns out from the person that was actually there turns out not to be true. But that exculpatory information about the driver of Donald Trump on January 6th saying, no, he never tried to commandeer the car. Huh. Isn't it strange? Isn't it odd that the January 6th committee, as I always said, they had a predetermined outcome, that exculpatory information and evidence they did not bring forward to the American people. Because that did not fit their narrative, nor did the issue of Donald Trump in a conversation in the days leading up to January 6th authorized 10,000 guard troops to be called up. I've had that confirmed in a meeting with the acting defense secretary Miller and his chief of staff, Kash Patel, who wrote a piece in the Federalist recently about it, confirmed by Mark Meadows, the president's chief of staff, and confirmed by the president. The only other person in the room was General Milley, and John Solomon has corroborated in writing that Milley acknowledged that that conversation took place. So that part, interestingly, was left out also. That's why we need an investigation of the January 6th committee. I'd also like to know why so much information, quote, went missing. And they can't find it. And things have been very difficult for Congress investigating this to get a hold of. That shouldn't have. Why did this information disappear? Now, today's big thing is You got the White House trying to pounce on Trump for, quote, an unhinged anti-Semitic rhetoric. He said any Jewish person voting for Democrats, that they're hating your religion. What was Donald Trump referring to when he said this? And maybe could have been more articulate, but what was the president saying here? The president was saying how inappropriate it would be after Israel suffered the worst terrorist attack in their history that killed all these Israelis and so many Israelis and Americans taken hostage. And where's the Democratic Party? Why did it take Donald Trump to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to its right home in Jerusalem? Who was the president that was most supportive of Israel in his president? That would be Donald Trump. By the way, Joe Lieberman attacking and weighing in on this whole issue about what Chuck Schumer did here. What Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden have done, Israel is now in a fight for their survival. They in the South are fighting tens and tens of thousands of rockets being fired into their country. And from the North, it's Hezbollah and they're out of Lebanon, and they're firing all their missiles into Israel as well. And finally, the worst terror attack in their history takes place, and they're fighting a war against radical terrorists. And all the Biden administration, pretty much from day one, and I told you, my sources were telling me this, Biden is saying one thing publicly and a very different thing privately. But then for Chuck Schumer to weigh in while they're in the middle of a war that they've got to win, a war against terrorists that slaughtered innocent people, to say it's time to have perhaps elections in Israel. No, it's time for Israel to stay united, win the war against terrorists that attacked and slaughtered innocent people. And what they did here is it was done for one reason and one reason only. They didn't like that the political pushback that the radical base of their party has engaged in regarding the issue of Israel's right to self-defense and self-determination. Israel, there wouldn't be any battle war with Hamas had it not been for their terrorist attack. They're responsible. They're the ones yesterday that were hiding underneath a hospital. Their command headquarters were buried deep in a tunnel underneath the hospital. This is the same group of people that regularly were firing their missiles into Israel from schools and hospitals and using the people in Gaza, the Palestinians, as human shields. You know, what is the what Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer basically here have decided when they saw the numbers out of Michigan and 18.9% of Democratic primary voters said no to Joe. And you have a pretty high Arab American population there. That was, we can't tolerate that. Now we're risking losing Michigan. And if that means we've got to throw Bibi down the stairs while he is a prime minister leading his country in a battle for their survival, we know where we stand on this. And it was Joe Lieberman who actually said about Chuck Schumer, that on this whole thing, I don't think it's anything brave about this. I think this is a case of a high elected official in the U.S. taking advantage of a friend, claiming Schumer would not have said something similar to other U.S. allies who may act in ways that he doesn't like or have opposing political views, citing another conservative leader of a top U.S. ally. Can you imagine if Schumer had made a similar appeal to the people of Britain to overthrow their prime minister for some reason, or the people of Ukraine to overthrow President Zelensky? You know, remember, Lieberman was the 2000 Democratic vice presidential nominee. Once the Democratic Party rejected him in Connecticut and he had to win as an independent, that was the canary in the coal mine. Any moderate Democrat that may have existed is long gone. And in case you're interested, more Israelis, 82%, support a military operation in Rafah in southern Gaza. A new poll showing, despite pressure from the Biden administration and Democrats from doing it. Why would they be fighting against Israel's right to win their war against terror that they did not start? And of course, you got the lapdogs and the mob, the media, you know, liberal Joe out there. You lie. Hamas will never, ever regain power in Gaza. So skip Rafah. No, you can't skip Rafah. You've got to find Hamas wherever they are, win the war so they can no longer be an existential threat to the United to Israel and their self-determination. And one U.S. Navy commander, by the way, saying relentless Iranian-backed attacks on American warships are as bad as World War II. Wow. Iran is now using Biden's billions to arm Russia in their fight against Ukraine. Great job, Joe. You know why Joe did this? He did it for economic reasons. He did it just like the reason he was selling off our strategic petroleum reserves in the lead up to the 2022 midterms. He was doing it because he wanted to get prices down so it wouldn't hurt the election chances of Democrats. It's really these are unbelievable times we have here. But I will tell you what they're doing in the name of trying to win this election is pretty repugnant. I can't see, you know, would Israel ever do that? No, they stood strong with the U.S. after 9/11/01. On the economy, by the way, pay very close attention. Not only are they coming for your gas-powered vehicles, we know that has been a big part of it, then your gas stoves and your refrigerators and your air conditioning and your washers and dryers. Now the Biden administration now this week is trying to finalize highly anticipated regulations that are all targeted against gas-powered vehicle tailpipe emissions, considered the tip of the spear in their efforts to electrify transportation in the transportation sector. The EPA now will issue the final rulemaking, which officials have boasted will incentivize greater adoption of electric vehicles, which opponents have criticized as a de facto mandate. And that's what it's doing. Now, I'm not against electric vehicles. As a matter of fact, I'm actually pulling for a company like Tesla. I want them to do well. I have a friend that owns one and loves it. Loves it. I have a friend that has a Mercedes electric. Loves it. I believe in freedom and choice and the free market, and the free market will determine what people want to drive. And for example, we can't have companies like Ford losing $4.5 billion a year and expect that they're going to make enough money in other parts of their business to make up for that kind of dramatic loss. And especially when you're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of career high paying jobs available to auto workers. This is insane. By the way, GOP leaders have had to confront now Biden's new climate czar on key security risks that are lurking in the green agenda, John Podesta. I mean, if America continues its stupidity to rely on other countries, turns a blind eye to Iran, making $100 million and $1 billion rather in money since Joe Biden became president because he's not enforcing sanctions. On top of the billions he wanted to give the Iranian mullahs for hostages, on top of the billions that they have allowed to be handed over to Iranian coffers, what do you think is going to happen with that money? They're using it to foment more terror and help Vladimir Putin. By the way, Selena Zito, who's a great writer out of Pennsylvania, out of Pittsburgh, she points out in Pennsylvania, $193 million was paid to farmers and landowners due to liquefied natural gas exports. The amount paid in Ohio was $181 million. So the impact of this Biden pause on the production of the cleanest gas, on the cleanest burning fuel out there, is more wide ranging than most people thought. In short, if it hurts a farmer, it hurts you. 100% correct. Here's what Joe Manchin said. He said Biden ignored Iran's illicit oil trade because he needed lower gas prices. Exactly what I was just saying. When gas was going to $5 a gallon and they're heading into the 2022 election cycle, he said, I'm sorry, and if inflation was 9%, we had to do something. We came up with legislation and we wrote, and, you know, we said, well, why'd you call it the Inflation Reduction Act? He said, well, the inflation should go down, not up. He said, to a certain extent, they started to accomplish that. But then he further went on to say, but when they were desperate and everyone wanted prices low, sure, he went over to Saudi Arabia, asked them to produce more oil. They went in the opposite direction. Well, that opened the door to Venezuela. And Manchin rightly points out, Venezuelan crude is filthy. It needs a lot more processing at refineries. And, you know, and their crude produces 80% more pollution. Again, I'm not against electric vehicles, but don't force it down people's throat. Leave our stoves alone. Leave our refrigerators alone. Leave our washers and dryers alone, our air conditioners alone, and just let the American people be free to make up their own minds. I'll tell you one thing that, who was it? Elon Musk was warning. He just said America's doomed if Republicans don't win in November. He actually said this Friday night on X. Is that this? There's either going to be a red wave this November or America's doomed. Imagine four more years of this getting worse. He did say he wouldn't vote for Biden. He didn't say if he'd vote for Trump. Anyway, Musk said he had no intention of making any financial contributions to either Trump or Biden. Let's see what happens. It is that bad, by the way. It really is.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HometitleLock.com. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. By the way, you got to give a lot of credit to Governor Abbott of Texas. Despite the second stay of their bill in Texas, SB4, in this case by Supreme Court Justice Alito, Greg Abbott says that Texas is going to continue to enforce all state border policies due to the ongoing failure of the Biden administration. He said the SCOTUS temporarily halted the enforcement of SB4, but Texas is still using their authority to arrest illegal immigrants for criminal trespass and other violations of law. We continue building the wall and using the National Guard to erect razor wire barriers to repel migrants and buoys remain in the river. Now, that was passed last year as part of a priority package of immigration and border security bills favored by Abbott and other Republican leaders, and it permits local judges to order a migrant to return to Mexico regardless of their nationality. By the way, Biden wants to cut back on the number of illegals who get deported by ICE. You want to talk about being tone deaf? How are you that tone deaf? I'll explain on the other side. 800-941-SEAN, our number, as we continue on this Tuesday. Straight ahead.
Bold, inspired solutions for America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Let me be clear about this issue. I misstated it in the last segment. The Supreme Court did allow Texas to detain and jail illegal immigrants under SB4. That's the state immigration law as the legal battle continues. Now, remember, all of this is because the Biden administration continues to sue nonstop. That's the problem. Anyway, so the Supreme Court now is allowing them, which is great for Texas. Here's the sad part, and this is what I got into when I was down at Eagle Pass and Shelby Park with Governor Abbott and President Trump, is that they keep suing Texas to prevent them from doing the job that the federal government ought to do here. The Justice Department here was pushing the high court, you know, to prevent Texas from doing the job that they themselves ought to have been doing. So they're going to continue to protect the great state of Texas. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. So that will happen. Now, Biden wants to cut This was in the New York Post today. Never mind the number of Biden border jumpers now sets a new record seemingly every month. You know, 10 million plus unvetted Biden illegal immigrants. And anyway, apparently President failure, Joe Biden, has now decided that we're not going to have enough illegals, you know, in the country. So he's actually announced that he wants to cut back on deportations. How do you possibly come to that position after complaining, first lying for 3 years that the border's closed, the border's secure, and then blaming Republicans for the problem that you caused by the regulations that you eliminated and the policies you eliminated with a stroke of a pen, too numerous to mention, as Mayorkas famously proclaimed. Now we have Biden illegals coming in from all over the world. We've been highlighting where they're coming from: Iran and Syria and Egypt and Afghanistan, China and Russia. Now even CBS News reports that Biden's open borders policy has Biden illegals from all over the world. They're now also pouring across our northern border. In 2023, 86% of all the illegals who were discovered to be on the terror watch list nationwide, they were coming across the northern border because so many of our resources are in the southern border. And in the last year, the Border Patrol agent said they arrested record numbers of illegals trying to cross the northern border, and many of them through remote crossroads where Canada meets New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York. You know, and who's crossing? Let's see, India, Bangladesh, Haiti, Venezuela, 49% of them arrested came from Mexico. Border Patrol covering the northern border is also seeing people on the terror watch list. Apprehended in 2023, fiscal year 2023, Border Patrol apprehended 564 people on the terror watch list. Well, what else have we learned? Well, one Biden illegal, let's see, stabbed two Americans in Missouri. I'm sure the media mob will probably ignore that on top of all the other stories that we have been chronicling left, right, and sideways. New York Post asks a great question today. Biden knows terrorists are crossing the border. Why doesn't he stop it? Well, more about this at the top of the next hour. I mean, how is it that, you know, we have this Lebanese illegal immigrant caught at the El Paso Juarez border area, admitted he was a member of Hezbollah, entered with plans to build the bomb to bomb in New York. Oh, sorry. What have I been saying? When it happens, not if, you'll know that Joe Biden is responsible. The blood on his hand, the hands will be on them. They have been warned. They know. They have all the evidence. Now they're working not to free people. Got to be kidding me. I want to remind you, Mike Lindell's passion is about helping every American get a great night's sleep. Now, it all started with his original MyPillow. After the pillow, he focused on bedding, and that's where his famous Giza Dream Sheets come in. You've heard me raving about them before. The world's best cotton, softest cotton, most durable cotton. And now would be the time to upgrade your bedding and give these Giza Dream Sheets a try. And for a limited time, you can get them for $59.98. $10 more, you get a king size set if you prefer that, deeply discounted. And MyPillow.com and all of Mike's employees, they continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. And they appreciate all your loyalty and support during these times. And they say thank you by giving you great savings and right now free shipping on your entire order. It's simple. You go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Sean Hannity Square, check out this sale on Giza Dream Sheets. And right now, you'll also get 60% off on the original My Slippers. Or you can just call and mention my name, 800-919-6090, and get free shipping. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. You don't want to miss it. I mean, I just go on and on and on. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable the times that we're living in here. By the way, now we have a new crime out there. It's called burglary tourism. Spreading all across the country. Police say thieves from Chile, they enter the U.S., they obtain fake IDs, they go into wealthy neighborhoods, they ransack homes, they use cell phone jamming devices to defeat expensive Wi-Fi security systems, and then they either sell the goods here in this country or just send them back to Chile. Wow. And, of course, we have more accusations. A migrant church worker accused of molesting girls as young as six. Guess what? This individual was able to sneak back in because of Joe's wide open borders twice after being deported. Another illegal arrested in Arizona had felony child sex crime convictions from Utah. Whoopsie daisy. What do you say to the families? Never mind the fact that you have this admitted terrorist, and somebody asked Corinne Jean-Pierre about it, and she had no clue at all what they were even talking about. LAPD now has formed a special task force to combat organized foreign gangs burglarizing homes from Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, Chile. Over 900 homes in LA burglarized since January of 2024. That's this year. Well, it's not that late. It's not, the year's just begun in so many different ways. Pretty amazing times that we live in. I will tell you that. But thank goodness the Supreme Court is at least allowing Texas to do their job. Here's the sad part. Joe Biden continues to sue border states. You know, we played this yesterday, all the different comments. We'll get into this later in the program today. But when you really think about, and I started talking about this, the White House now pouncing on an unhinged Trump. There's never been a president that has been more friendly with Israel. President Trump's message to the prime minister, Netanyahu, has been win the war. The president that actually, after many presidents had promised and never delivered, the president that delivered on moving the embassy out of Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, that was Donald Trump. The Abraham Accords were Donald Trump. The alliance created during Donald Trump's presidency with Israel, the U.S., the Saudis, and the Egyptians and the Jordanians and the Emirates. I didn't think I'd ever see that happen in our lifetime. But now they want to say he's anti-Semitic because he's saying to Jewish American voters, why are you voting for Democrats? They're clearly, you know, look at what Chuck Schumer, in the middle of a war, how do you call yourself an ally? Why wouldn't you support their victory over terrorism? Where are your priorities? They didn't like the vote numbers among Arab-American Michigan voters, and that's where they got to this point. I don't know what else to say, but I was watching Fox and Friends this morning, and Jonathan Turley just laid into this Manhattan District Judge Arthur Engoron. He's the guy that was handling the civil case and the astronomical judgment. And, you know, of course, the promise by the AG of New York was that she would go after one man, Donald Trump, one family, the Trump family, one organization, the Trump organization. She's fulfilled that promise. And anyway, and he called it mob justice. And what's interesting about it is basically in order to get any other judge to look at what I've done to you, remember, nobody was hurt in this case. Nobody complained in this case. No lender, no insurance company, just the opposite. They were all paid on time, paid back, and made a significant profit. And many still do business with Trump today. Never mind that a disclaimer was in every contract saying, don't listen to our valuations. Every company has a fiduciary responsibility to establish their own valuations. So you think, and then the same judge, this whole case was about valuations given to banks and insurance companies with a disclaimer and the understanding that it's their job to come up with the real valuations. Here's Jonathan Turley from this morning.
In order, basically his position is, in order to get any other judge to look at what I've done to you, you've got to come up with basically $500 million just to appeal. It's like a judge saying, I'm going to take your house away, but you can appeal my decision. You just have to sell your house in order to do it. Many people look at this as a type of almost mob justice, as, you know, the attorney general ran on bagging Trump. She's now pledging to seize his property just because he can't come up with his bond. At some point, the courts have got to step in and say, look, this is just simply enough. Yeah. You know, you're requiring this astronomical bond just for this guy to be able to get any other judge to look at this decision.
Sure. You can go back, you know, I've never seen anything like this. But, you know, you might say, well, he's a billionaire. Can't he come up with $500 million? Not so easy, because billionaires don't usually have $500 million just laying around in a bank account. That's not what they do with their money. Remember, FDIC accounts are only insured up to $250,000. Only so many banks in America if you have that kind of money. It's pretty unbelievable. This if that's not a weaponized justice system, I don't know what is. It's about valuations, and the judge values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. I've shown empty lots in Palm Beach on the ocean, not on the ocean and intercoastal like Mar-a-Lago is. Not with 22 acres like Mar-a-Lago has. Not a historic property with a club, two clubs like Mar-a-Lago has. Not with 54 bedrooms and cottages and 40-some-odd bathrooms like Mar-a-Lago has. In mint condition, pristine condition. That's worth $1 billion. I've shown lots on TV, just an empty lot, 2-acre lot. If you want to build a home on the ocean in Palm Beach, they're asking $200 million. It's the worst lot I've ever seen in my life on a corner for $150 million on one of the busiest corner streets ever. That's not even really completely on the ocean because there's a street between the ocean and the empty lot. I think it goes back to the intercoastal though. Now, if that's worth $150 million and Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million and this is an acre and a half, you got to be kidding me. Peter Navarro had to report to a Miami prison today, and this is where the weaponization of our justice system comes full circle, because he was held in contempt of Congress. Just like Hunter Biden could have been held in contempt of Congress because he defied a subpoena. But did that happen? No. You know, did it happen to Eric Holder or I think Lois Lerner? Those would be two people. No. So he's going to spend 4 months in jail. Now, I know Peter Navarro. I like Peter Navarro. And he's a tough guy. And as he said, so many other Americans have perspective, have sacrificed so much more than me. But for him, the Supreme Court today, you know, said no to, as he's waiting for an appeal, he has to go to jail in the interim. Can he survive 4 months? Yeah, he'll survive 4 months. Is this justice in America? No, because if there was real justice and equal application of our laws, Hunter Biden would have been held in contempt and that would have happened to him. I'm telling you, Elon Musk's admonition that there's either going to be a red wave this November or America's doomed. You know, imagine 4 years of this getting worse. I can't imagine. He's not wrong. What has Joe Biden done that's been right? You know, where do you point to that you can say he's been successful? Because I can't find it. And that's a problem. By the way, Donald Trump has sued Stephanopoulos for defamation. This in relation to the questioning of Representative Nancy Mace about her endorsement of Donald Trump. We told you about that. Anyway, what's going to happen? It's probably going to be a New York judge. I noticed Crazy Keith Overman, anyway, put out an ex post appearing to hope that former President Trump would be assassinated and prompted calls for his banishment from the social media platform. But Trump has been treated worse than Abraham Lincoln. Says he's been treated worse than Abraham Lincoln, who was assassinated. Anyway, the Biden campaign account posted on Saturday. Oberman writes to that link and linking to the post. Well, there's always the hope. I think an awful lot about blowing up the White House, as Madonna said. Anything happened there? No. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we got a lot coming up today. Jesse Waters will be joining us later in the program today. We will talk to the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, is now running for governor, and we'll have the latest on all these legal issues with Leo and Greg Jarrett. We'll get to your calls as well, 800-941-SEAN. If you're a homeowner like me, you got to protect your home. You may not know that everybody's home title is online. And guess what? There are cyber thieves and criminals all around the world. They're targeting American homeowners. And simply saying, what they do is they go online, they see your title, they forge those documents, and they can steal your home from right underneath you. It happened to a family in Sarasota. Thankfully, they had HomeTitleLock.com. They caught the cyber thief, in this case from New York, trying to sell their property on a popular real estate website. The thief was able to fraudulently change the title, but That's when HomeTitleLock.com detected it. They work with the homeowner, and they put the title back in their name. Imagine what would have happened if their title wasn't being monitored. Anyway, you can't let them get away with this. They'll take out loans with the equity in your home and sell your home right from underneath you. Anyway, first thing you got to do is sign up with your address. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, and they will give you a complete title scan of your home's title. Make sure you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. And then after that, your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection is free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Do it today. Do it now.
Breaking news today and tomorrow. Don't miss one day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program, Lieutenant Governor and gubernatorial candidate Robinson is going to be with us from North Carolina at the top of the hour. Later on, Jesse Waters, and we'll get our legal panel weighing in on the insanity going on with this, you know, unbelievable, unprecedented amount of money that New York wants for this civil case. And, you know, pretty much anyone with a brain is, even the New York Times, admitting the Trump bond is impossible to pay because of regulations. Jonathan Turley called it mob justice. And he said the prosecutors prove him right about the weaponization of government. He's not wrong on that either. And don't count him out. Anyway, we'll have full coverage of this tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Quick break. Right back. We'll come back with the Lieutenant Governor, gubernatorial candidate for North Carolina, straight ahead.
Mark Simone.
All right, picture this. You're driving on an open road, taking in all the breathtaking, beautiful views this country offers. Then out of nowhere, you hear a noise. Your car breaks down. All right, while still frustrating, you feel protected. Why? Because you have a plan like I do through CarShield. Now, CarShield has helped millions of drivers from having to pay back-breaking car repair costs, and costs have never been higher. All you have to do is call before a breakdown. Now, plans can pay for expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV, all for CarShield's low monthly rate that never goes up as long as you own your car. Now, with a plan through CarShield, you get protection on over 5,000 major parts and systems with just a phone call to 800-587-5060. Online, it's carshield.com/Hannity. Protect yourself from the unprecedented rise in costs for parts and repairs. 800-587-5060. Save 20%, or online, it is carshield.com/Hannity.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.